What it do, what it do, favorite fat boy in the building. I'm supposed to do this with Red, I'm supposed to do this with own trays. Nothing happened. Sunday, Saturday, Monday, holiday, just busy. But I got a clip I'm gonna play, and it's the it's the extended, it's the shortened clip, say that, of a young man who comes from privilege, and he's he has a point. Crew season talked about it, but you know, they don't be giving all details, so we're gonna go with it. Here we go.
Black people who grew up with money. Let me make one thing clear. I grew up in a $500,000 house. I went to private school. I graduated from one of the top universities in the country. My job, you couldn't get it if you wanted to. My car note is more than your rent. No cosign. I mean, I can go on for days. But the moral of the story is, why would I want to relate or try to fit in with a lifestyle that I do not come from? Y'all don't think it's crazy that you equate blackness with poverty? And this is exactly why you have all these suburban kids running around here acting like they got it out the mud, like they were struggling, because you sit there and shame them for being from the suburbs. Y'all keep saying Carlton, like that's some sort of insult. Like, are you okay? Use the three brain cells you got up in there to tell me, who does it benefit for black people to only be able to fit the stereotypes in order to be considered black? Because it's not benefiting black people.
The dude dope. Got a point. And when I watched the clip the first time, heard it, I was like, you know, you got a point. Cool. But then I got to be around my family for the holiday weekend. And I remember how, you know, your own people, it be your own people. It be your own people. But you talk white. I got that a lot growing up. You talk white. Folks are mad at you because your daddy stayed in your life. Mad at you because you went to a different school, a so-called better school, and you excelled, which is crazy. Don't think I got handed anything. I had to earn everything. Had to earn stuff. I had to work. I had to be in class. I had to learn. I had to pass. I had to do more than you. You have to compete with black people who are in the same situation as you. I had to compete with white people who had a head start. And I beat them continuously. Don't get it twisted. My so-called black privilege is never there to hurt you. It's there to inspire you. It's there to let you know there's a different path. Everybody black looks up to comedians, rappers, and basketball players. Everybody white that I know looks up to politicians, elected officials, doctors, dentists, chiropractors, contractors, stuff that builds communities. Sometimes being black is tiresome. Trillacy says this: black people live and love ignorance. And I have to agree with him.
Oh, shit. Man. Fair fat boy in the building. I'm going to get these episodes in. I am behind. Because everybody flaked out on me. And then everybody want to do it. Now I don't want to do it. So let's do it. I have a long list of things. Your boy Trill would say it. Got a lot of stuff on the docket. First thing first. Creating a routine, completing a routine, that's the hardest part of the process. I listen to three podcasts a week. Well, four. Monday, I listen to Crew Season. I like Crew Season. Dope. They just hit 100 episodes. Tuesday, I normally listen to So Shameless podcast with Miss Dodger Bell, Tahoe TV, and DJ Tron. But now I have to listen to The whole bag, and we're going to discuss that right there. The whole bag is a great podcast. I also listened to the guys next door, Miles Jones and his homies. Miles Jones wasn't on it this week, and I'm not going to lie. It was hard. It was a hard listen to. I like Miles Jones. I'm used to his peculiarness, which makes the listen an actual listen. I still got Daddy Issues with Keon Pooley, Tony Baker, Chaz Rogers, Craig Wans, and DC Irvin. I keep them in rotation. I also have 85 South Show, but I ain't gonna lie, like, they haven't had too much Clayton and DC on there, and it's a hard listen. So I listen to podcasts. I don't listen to music as much as I used to. There's not too many new artists I actually like, but that's my routine to keep me centered, keep me focused. A lot of individuals don't understand the importance of creating something to keep you centered and focused. So therefore, it's a difficult narrative for them to do things. I, on the other hand, don't have that problem. My problem comes from being creative in a space that's nurtured. What it do? Favorite boy in the building. I was trying to give y'all an episode last week, the week before last. On Trey's be busy, and then when he not busy, he busy. So, yeah, it's been like that. A lot has happened. We've had two mass shootings since I was last on. Two mass shootings. That's trash. We had one in Buffalo, New York with a 19-year-old Caucasian man gunned down, drove from his home to Buffalo, New York, gunned down black or brown people. Of course, he was mentally ill, survived. He was talked down by law enforcement after he murdered 10 people, injured 3. Talked down by law enforcement. Imagine that, like, that don't happen. He was, you know, a little hungry and mentally disturbed. You know, he was a quiet kid who didn't ever bother nobody. But COVID made him lose his mind. last week, you have Texas 18-year-old man who lived with his grandmother, who was able to afford two $5,000 AR-15s with optic and extra clips. And he gunned down 30 children. Well, no, not 30. He gunned down 19 children, killed 3 adults, and he was gunned down, which is shocking. Reason being by D.L. Hughley was because he didn't look Caucasian. I know it's not funny, but I did chuckle. This happened. I'm trying to figure out why these governors and senators and the House are all worried about abortions when clearly you need to stop letting guns, especially assault rifles, be put in the hands of Caucasian children. People. I'm not even gonna say children no more. People. Caucasian people. He got shot. A lot of his victims were of the Mexican / Latino descent and Caucasian. I didn't see any other children harmed in this. And he's 18, and he was bullied and he's picked on and all this, but
You're 18 and you go to an elementary school to kill kids. What do the kids do to you, bro? I can't stress this enough. What do the kids do to you? I don't understand how we keep letting these monsters like get away with it. It's like, I don't know. I can't say get away. Ted Cruz is an idiot. I'm gonna say that right now. Ted Cruz is an idiot. I'm doing a video on that right now. I got all the stuff I said together. I got a couple extra clips I'm gonna put with it. I'm gonna post it probably about 30 minutes. Ted Cruz is an idiot. They asked him, why aren't you doing nothing about gun control? This is your state, this is your thing, why aren't you doing nothing about this? I proposed a bill that focuses on felons and mentally ill people getting guns. Ain't not nam felon did a mass shooting. Ain't not nam mental, I mean, yeah, they mentally ill, but ain't no, like, and no, nobody's doing a background mental health check when you apply for a gun card, okay? We're the only country that doesn't do that, sadly. Japan, Sweden, Norway, Poland, all of them. Like, mind you, you can't even get an assault rifle. But you can apply for a gun card. You have to have a degree. You have to have you got to have a background mental health check, references, complete background on why you need a gun. And then they process you, okay? In America, you just got to be able to read and write and non-melanated. That's it. You non-melanated, you can get a gun in 13 at some states. There's no reason for nobody to have an AR, personally. ARs are basically there for your enjoyment. No, you don't need one. We're not fighting zombies. There's no zombies out here. There's no freaking Titan monsters. There's no Transformer. Decepticons walking around. Like, you don't need an AR. Okay, you got it because you can afford it. Even if you can't afford it, you got it. You know one thing about it with guns? They're not like cars. Cars, after you get them and you buy them and you own them, you still got to do maintenance to use them. And it's going to cost you something. You don't have to do that with guns. The maintenance is small. You're going to have to oil and WD-40 a few things. But honestly, you're not going to really be doing too much. Which is kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. Hold it though.
You on my Instagram. You can put it on.
Greatness underscore. All right, cool. That's it, record. Greatness underscore reveal. We gonna get this on and popping. Because, you know, I'm Mr. Blue 720. Twin. We gonna make it amazing.
It's great.
We're gonna make this awesome, amazing.
Come here, what is that? We on? We live?
Not yet. Yeah, well, we technically live.
We technically live. Technically live. All right, we troubleshooting right now.
Getting it all
good. Greatness under. Oh, the camera clean enough for y'all out there to see in TV land.
Oh yeah, camera clean. I cleaned the camera. That I did do. Hold it.
Introduce yourself.
Oh, well, you know, everybody know who I am. I'm Mr. Blue 720 in the building. I'm with my partner, my friend, my road dog. We've been working with three jobs together. I didn't watch.
Hold on, man. Wait, we ain't even finna do that. You gotta turn this this way so they can see both of us.
That is what we didn't. Hold on. I'm tripping.
I ain't finna even talk about him like that. That's my boy. We ain't even finna talk about Howie. The book.